There we say that Shabishla Becholboy is Asura. And there they are filled the Evanami, it's even also by the evidence also. So therefore, I feel with the Evanami law, it's also Taninami Resha Shabishla. The Resha also says Loshnob that it was already cooked up. Then it's not mean the Resha Tat will be Mutta even Lechatchila. Rashi says, what the Tony Shabishla by the Evid? For Vade Betzliu, something that was roasted, me the Tony Mutta. That's Rashi Shita. That if you cook up the chal, it'd be also. It's only mut if you roast it. That's a terror. It's really it's mut if you roast it. It only says Loshen Shabishta was cooked by the Evid, because it wants to say about the Keva. Now the Gemara says, Kisolik Reb Zera, Reb Loza. When Reb Loza went up to Eretz Yisrael, so Ashkechul Ziri. He met up with the Ziri. Omoles, he said to him, Ika Tony the Asnuya L'Rav Kchal. Like he asked him, who learnt in front of Rav, that is there any Tana that you know that learnt in front of Rav, the Loch is of Kchal. So, Achor Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, he showed him to Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, like he learnt the Hilchos Kchal by Rav. Omale says, he said back to him like this, Omale, Ani Lo Shenisi Lo Kchal Kolika. I did not learn Hilchos Kchal at all. I didn't learn it. Rashi says, Kleima, Shum Kchal Lo Shenisi Lo Isa. I never said any time it's also. Ben Kchal Menika, Ben Kchal Shena Menika. I never said Kchal is also. Whether the animal was nursing or not nursing. Ani Lo Shenisi Lo Kchal Kolika. V'Rav, the case there was though, V'Rav, Biko Motza V'Godo Bogeder. Rav found like a valley that was doing some Yisurim there. And therefore it was a little bit machmir. Rashi says, V'rav sheshon lev chal, that the Rav said before, chal was also, according to second Lashon, that the Bikur Motzarash Kleima, Ro shoyim mezalzlim b'yisa bosa v'cholav. V'ichmolem, he was machmir on them. Even though Mikur didn't think chal is muta, but he found that they were being mezalzlim b'yisa bosa v'cholav, therefore he wanted to be machmir upon them. What was the case over there? The Rav ikloyi letalfush. Rav once visited this place, Taufush, yeah, and Shomal who is so heard over there a lady asking her neighbor. He heard over there Shomal who is so the Kamal Chavrat is saying to a neighbor, River the Bisra Kama, like how much milk do you have to put in if you're cooking a river of meat? That's what she asked the neighbor. How much milk do you have to put in here? How much milk do you have to put in if you're cooking up this much amount of meat? So Omar Rav said to himself, Legumira, didn't these people know that they didn't even learn that the boss of the Cholub is also? So therefore, Yaakov, he stood a little bit there, Rav, in the city, and of course, look, he wanted to tell everybody how chomer it is, the yis, the boss of the Cholub. He even said it's also to eat the others. Like you can't eat the others if you cook them up. He was machmir upon them. So that's the reason why Rav here was machmir. Now, Rav Kana Masna Yoch, this is where Rav Kana learned the story. But Rav Yosi Barav Masna learned like this, that Ano Kechal Shemaniko Shanisi Loi, that when he said it was also, he was talking about a Kechal Shemaniko of a behemoth that was nursing. But since the behemoth was nursing, there's a lot of milk inside there. That's awesome. Rashi says, Kchal Menika. Rashi says, the word of Kana Mafni Hochi. Kamoi Shemano, Shekain Heshivu, Reb Yitzel, Reb Leza. Yeah. But the other one says, no, Kchal Menika, Shoyse Menika. V'yesh Bodadeh, Chol of Konas Harbe. There's a lot of milk inside there. So that he said was awesome. That was the Maisa. Now, Mipipule, Shereb Chia, Shonallah, Kchal Stam. And Stam, because of the pupil of Reb Chia. Rashi says Shumachud is very smart. Umeivim miyatzma to solve it. We don't understand it as Tamidim also understand it. He wrote down Stam that a Kchal was also, but really it wasn't any Kchal that's also. It's only a Manika that was also. It's only a Umipipule from the strong learning. Shereb Chia Shoni he learned like Kchal Stam, but really what's also is only a Kchal of a Manika. Rovin Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef Igloy Levei Rav Papi went to visit Rav Papi. I see a Kamayo Tavshilo Tchal. They brought in front of him a portion of Tchal of this others that was cooked up. So Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef Ochol, he ate from it. He held it was Mutta. Ochol. Rovin Leochol, Rovin didn't eat from it. So Omar Abayi said, Rovin Tichlo. Rashi says, Shakum is Kervis Bonav. That Abayi said, Rovin, you're going to bury your children. So the question was, Amai. Amai Leochol. So the question was, like, why aren't you eating this? Amai Leochol. Michti, let's see. Did they sue the Rav Papi, the wife of Rav Papi, brought to the Rav Yitzchak Nafcha? She was the daughter of Rav Yitzchak Nafcha Hevei. Now, Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, he was Morad Yuvdi, he was the learning, the teacher of this halacha. He is very nizir in all the halachas. Now, Elav, if it wouldn't have been to Shmila Mivei Nasi, if it wouldn't have been that she heard from her father's house that you're allowed to eat this chal, is Lehevei Avdi. She went Lehevi Avdi Bisura. Lehevi Avdi, she wouldn't have done it. So therefore, for sure it's mutter. So that's why Abayi got angry at Rovin, how come you're not eating it? The Mor said the Maestro was though, but Bisura in Surya, Leoch Lekach, they did not eat Kachal. There were Machma there. Rashi Legamri, they didn't eat it at all. And Afilu Tzli, even if it was roasted, Afilu Korei, even if they cut it open, still there were Machma there, not teeter at all in Surya. The Pumbadisa and Pumbadisa Achli Kachli. There they did eat Chachel. Now Rami Ba Tamri. To who Rami Ba Dikula Mi Pumbadisa and Pumbadisa. He clearly, so he once visited Surya. And in Surya it's also Pumbadisa, it's Mutta. And he once visited them there, but Maile Yom Kippur and Erev Yom Kippur. So Avkinu Kuli Yom Lechilinu. All the people there took out the Chals. And Shadinu, they threw it out in the street like. Because he went to where? To Surya, and Surya they held it was also. So all the people used to throw out the chal, and he held it was mutter. So Gavaltik, everybody gave him his chal. Is Ozal Iyu, he went, Naktinu, he gathered them all together, and Achlinu, he ate them all. So Aisula Kanuchid, they brought him in front of Rav Chisda. Omalei, Amai Tevroch, how come you're doing this? How come you're eating the chal here? Me asked Rav Yehuda, no. So he answered back, what do you mean, I'm from the city of Rav Yehuda? The Ochal. That in my city, in Pumbadisa, we hold it smutta. That's why I'm not eating chal. Or Malay said back to him, though, but now you're in Surah. For less lecho, don't you hold that the klal is, noisnun all of chumri amakim shiyotzim isham, chumri amakim shalach lasham. You always have to take on the chumri of both places. You have to be marked with the place you went to and the place you're coming from. So since you're going into Surah, that there the machmen not to eat the chal, you should also not eat the chal. Or Malay said back to him, listen, Chutz l'tchum achlesinu. Enichnoi, I'm not going to eat the chal inside the city. I'm going to eat it outside the tchum. So outside the tchum, there is no marasayin. There is allowed to eat it. Now the Gemara says, "Uvemai tevisinu." With what did you roast it? How did you roast it? You can eat it outside in the fields. So let me hear. How did you roast it outside in the fields? Like what wood did you use? Omelei b'purtsni. He says, "Look, I found purts." Rashi says, "Purtsni mischatzanim." He found like the pits and shells of grapes. Sheitzel Hayikovim Feborsayim. We found them outside by the wine presses. Someone said, yes, in the back, how did you use that pits and shells of the grapes? The Dilma, maybe, weren't you afraid? Miyayin Nesach Havoy? Maybe it was Yayin Nesach. Or Goy made the wine with those pits and shells. Maybe it's also Banor. Or Malay said back to him, listen, Liyachash Nei Mosach HaDeshev. This happened 12 months later. And 12 months later, therefore, it doesn't give off any time. Rashi says, Lechem asurim, only the wet or fresh pits and shells are also. But Yevashim, once they dry up, they become muta. And the Elohim Lachem, what's called Lachem, Koshne Masachedish. So, guess that once it's 12 months old, it's muta ready. So, that was the Maestro said it was muta. Still, the Gemara says, but the Dilma the Gezlet, maybe we're stolen stuff, how did you take it? Or Malay said back to Muslim, Yish Bailam Heavy, to Kot Chulu Chilfa, because it was ready moldy. So I know it was there a long time already, and for sure the owner was Miyayish already. He gave up hope of getting it back. Therefore, there's no issa of Gezel. Rashi says, Chufa means Godlu Ben Machma Shenikli. They started to rot away. And Mamash started to rot away already. So he knew it was there a long time. So therefore, for sure, the owner was Miyayish. Yeah. Right. Then what happened was, Chazit Lehevi Manach Tfilim. He saw the way he wasn't wearing Tfilim. So Amalei said to him, my time, Eloi Mancha Tefillin, how come you're not wearing Tefillin? Yeah, this happened to Rami Ba Tamri. Yeah. So he saw that where he wasn't wearing Tefillin. So yes, then why not? How come you're not wearing Tefillin? That time he used to wear Tefillin the whole day, Mr. All right, turn over, continue on the other side. So again, Omele answered back and said, "Choyli mayinu, I have a bad stomach." Like Masami has to go to the Beis Kisa always. And if you remember the review just says, "Choyli mayin," people have a bad stomach, that I really like, put them in that tefillin, put them wearing tefillin. Rashi says, because you always have to take it off. It's so much of a tircha then. So that's why he wasn't wearing tefillin. So it's a chiddush Rashi says, because Rashi's mashpah, the p'tur is tamas a tircha, it's a tircha merubah. We're not much rich you to put on the tefillin, to put on, take it off. Other thing learned up shat is, like there's a chashta, maybe be mafiach bo, maybe you won't keep a b'kedusha. We know you only allowed to wear tefillin if you keep a b'kedusha. So that's the reason why, if you have a choyli mayin, if you have a sick stomach like, you have a p'tur not to wear tefillin the whole time. About stand to mekayim mitzvah krishma, it depends if you can put on and be mekayim the mitzvah. You won't have anything, then it's okay. But if not, not. The choyli mayin. That's why it's part of not tefillin. Now the Mor says chazi sod lehevi karami chutei. He wasn't wearing tzitzis. Or malei, he said back to him, my taimo lestachu chutei. How come you're not wearing tzitzis? Or malei talis shuli. This talis I borrowed. And the Yom Rav Yehuda says that the law.